Usually, I don't usually step on my coins and toes. I might do that right now. I apologize. I was preparing last night. I didn't actually prepare last night for what I was going to say today. So I only prepared a few minutes ago, and it turns out it's on the Shlach Manot, not on Shabbat and Grandma like I thought. It happens to be Grandma and Shabbat is one of the hardest sugyot in Hilchot Shabbat. It's too much to talk about in 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it is. So we're going to talk about this interesting point in the Shlach Manot. There's an interesting Gemara in Masachet Megillah that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasiyah sent somebody a present for Mishloach Manot, and the response he got back was, "This is what you send me. You didn't. I deserve much better than this. I don't get Mishloach Manot like this. Maybe you were Mekayim Matanot Avyonim, but you weren't Mekayim Mishloach Manot with this whatever you sent." So Hadar Shalachle, the Gemara says that he sent him another one, and the Ritva explains that his response was, "That's good. You sent me good veal? Oh, good. That's what I did. That's what you deserve to give to me. That's what you are supposed to give to somebody." So the first half of this the conversation was, because you sent me something that wasn't befitting for the recipient, therefore you weren't Yotzei Mishloach Manot, because the recipient deserves better. The second half of the conversation was, that you as a giver have to give me something of this quality, of this veal quality, in order to be Yotze. So the Ritva, this is the explanation of the Gemara according to the Ritva, and the Ritva's understanding seems to be contradictory. The first half was that it depends on the Mikabel, and the second half is that it depends on the Noten. This is a discussion in the Poskim. We think that, you know, you buy a bottle of soda and you buy a sandwich and you give somebody whatever it is, and you fulfill Mishloach Manot. According to this Ritva, Not at all. You need to give according to the person that you are, and maybe even according to the person who is receiving. And so the poskim discuss these diukim. Firstly, the Seichemet holds, Seichemet is medayek, that you need to give according to the giver's status. That means that when one is in high school, he can get away with giving a chocolate chip and a peanut. But when he's out of high school and he's starting to, you know, move around in the world, and maybe he's even making some money in the summers, whatever it is, you can't just get away with a chocolate chip and a peanut. You need to give a little bit more than that. You have calf money, you go to the calf, you buy a baguette, or you buy a roll, you buy some deli, you use the free ketchup thingies, dispensers, and the mustard, and you make a deli sandwich, and you give two of those to your, give one of those to your friend with a bottle of soda, and that's how you're Yotzei. And if you do any less than that, according to the Ritva, you're not Yotzei, because it's not Lefi Erech HaNoten. Once you're married and you're making your own soda and you're having people over for meals and whatever, so you have to do more than that. You can't just make him a sandwich. You have to cook him something. With not just buying stuff. It all depends on the person who's giving, according to one of the diukim in the Ritva. The Chayi Adam has a Yushami that sounds like the second diuk. That it depends on the Mikabel. That I'm giving to you, if I go and I give, you know, whoever it is, I go and I give someone, if I give someone from Tinek Mishloach Manot, I might be Yotzei, but if I take that and I give it to the guy in Englewood, I wouldn't be Yotzei. You know, the difference between Great Neck Estates and Kings Point or Saddle Rock, Harbor Hills, they're all going to have a different level of Mishloach Manot that they're going to receive. This is the Chayi Adam. The thing is that this isn't mentioned. We grow up with this understanding that you can be Yotzei with almost anything. The Poskim don't really discuss this so much, in that it's not the Rishonim, except for the Ritva, don't bring this up. So even though the Chayi Adam does, as Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, that Tov Dizayir, it's a good chumrah to have. You give someone, you should make sure that you fulfill the Noten, fulfill the Mikabel, but otherwise it's you're Yotzei either way. That was the basic Halacha. That's what it says in Yalkut Yosef. Also, it's Tov Dizayir, if you can, to fulfill this Madrega of giving Mishloach Manot or the Fidei Erech HaMikabel. But it's really not Mistaber. Let's say you're friends with Mr. Rothschild, one of the poskim says. How is anyone going to be Yotzei giving Mishloach Manot to Rothschild? Is that it? He's pasul to give Mishloach Manot too? Like, that's it? You could say, yeah. But it's not Mistaber. It doesn't make sense. Rav Chaim David Alevi, the Shif Rabbi of Tel Aviv, Ben Parat Yosef, except a different type of Parat Yosef, Machshava Parat Yosef, not just Halacha Parat Yosef, maybe we discussed before. In Mikor Chaim, I saw this beautiful set of the Svarim, so I had a quote of what I was going to buy, but I bought it anyway. Baruch Hashem, Shetisku, all of you to marry someone who will let you buy all you want, all the Svarim you want. And then learn them, not just buy them. Baruch Hashem. So he says very simply, what is the purpose of Mishloach Manot? It's a unique mitzvah to Purim. Matanot Evyonim, yeah, there's a special matanah, a special mitzvah to give Matanot Evyonim on Purim, but the Ikarmi know that there is some manifestation of the mitzvah of tzedakah at every Yom Tov, part of the mitzvah of simcha, whatever it is. Matanot Levyonim is unique to Purim. Mishloach Manot is unique to Purim. Matanot Levyonim is not. Why? Why is there some Matanot Levyonim on Purim? So there are 16 reasons in Yalkut Yosef. There are 16 reasons. The classic Hakira is it's either it's a mitzvah in giving the Suda, but or it's a mitzvah in giving and being Marbe Re'ut. According to either of those, you could explain this Ritva, but it has to be according to the Noten and according to the Mikabel. But what the whole purpose of the mitzvah, what was the point of the Re'ut? What do they need it for? What do they need the Suda? What's the point of transferring money from one person to the other? He says, Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people, and there was one line in the Igeret, "Ushlalam lavoz." All of their money would be bounty for those who killed the Jews. There was no bribing your way out of this one. So, in order to highlight the perilous nature of the situation for the Jews, that there was no way out, and the fantastic hatzalah, fantastic salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they got out of this danger. Chachamim instituted that we have to make sure that we realize that we're all on the same level when it comes to this. And in order for that to happen, we need to even the financial gap. We need to even the gap between rich and poor and make sure everyone's on the same level of wealth. So how do you do that? Not by poor people giving to poor people. Not by poor people giving to rich people. Rather, by poor rich people giving to poor people. That way, the Noten gives something to Fiarko, and the Mekabel gives something to Fiarko. That's why we have a Mitzvah Matanot Evyonim. Yeah, Meikaradin, it's not true. But in Machshava, and what was the purpose, the Tama Mitzvah, what are we trying to accomplish? Being Marbe Reyut is to show that we're all the same. And that's Rav Chaim David Halevi's perspective of why we're doing this. And that's why, to feed that, the Ritva makes a lot of sense. If you want to accomplish this purpose, yeah, everybody has to give. Lo pilug rabbanan. But if you want to accomplish this purpose of evening the playing field and the gap of wealth and closing up the gap in order to show everybody we're all the same and bring achdu to Klal Yisrael, you need to do it like this. Have a great day. And here's it. And now that you go to the calf, don't blame me. You spend a lot more money. Bezat Hashem. Okay, fine. Good. Bezat Hashem. And now is a good time to start preparing. Purim morning. You don't know how many people I've seen every year running to the calf and making a Mishloach Manot Purim morning. Just do it the day before. It'll be fine. It's out of shame.